Report: Trump admin to send Venezuelan opposition $40 million in aid. By Ben Q on July 17, 2019. The Trump administration may divert $40 million in aid from Central America to support Venezuela's beleaguered opposition, according to an internal memo Reuters claimed to have obtained on Tuesday. The alleged memorandum, dated July 11, revealed a U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, planned to divert $40 million initially intended for Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras to deal with their respective migration crises. The memo redirects the money to fund the salaries, travel, communications equipment, technical assistance and training for the management of a government budget and other needs for the Venezuelan opposition. The Venezuelan opposition is actually the nation's legitimate government, kept from administering the nation by socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro, who controls the military and has refused to vacate the presidential office despite his term ending in January. President Juan Guaido, sworn in as an interim in January, is recognized by the United States and most other Western democracies as the country's rightful leader. Since assuming office in January, he has failed in principal objective of ousting the regime from power and instigating a genuine transition to democracy. The memo, according to Reuters, states that the funds are necessary for a significant, exigent event in the U.S. national interest, specifically the rapidly evolving crisis in Venezuela, which is currently experiencing the worst economic and humanitarian crisis in its history. The U.S. has led efforts to try to remove Maduro from power by providing support to Guaido, imposing a range of economic sanctions against the regime, and sending humanitarian aid packages for migrants fleeing the country. Maduro still retains the crucial backing of the military high brass, many of whom were appointed on the grounds of their loyalty to the socialist cause. The decision, if true, comes a month after the State Department announced that it would slash $185 million in foreign aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras until the three countries take concrete actions to reduce the number of illegal migrants coming to the U.S. border. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortigas confirmed on Tuesday that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will travel to Latin America this week to further strengthen our partnerships with like-minded countries and to keep all of our citizens safe and prosperous. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.